This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, and taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary. Go for it.
I tell you, Captain, may I please ask everybody who knows me, do not call me during the show. I'm turning my cell phones off. Little problem in the first half hour there on the radio, but don't call me. Okay, let's go with this. First of all, Captain, to you, and I hope you do get into this later, congratulations for the recognition of you deserve it. And I do want to tell everybody, because I usually do this at the first of the week, you will be getting some 9/11 messages, definitely, and a firefighter special, which is on my door right now, definitely. So expect that this week, because this is the week that, wow. And trucker companies, yeah, I've got them right here, because there's so many of you, and I welcome, we just love you all. The Hunt carriers, the Creek carriers, the Schaefer, FedEx, all of you people. Thank God the hurricane's over. Maybe some of you are getting through easier. I don't know. We sure went through it. And
it's up in Canada going out to sea.
Yeah, can you believe it?
We're right over Debbie's house.
Imagine that thing did not want to die.
Nova Scotia went right over her house.
Can you believe it started? Bahamas, think of that one. That was, by the way, may I tell you all, hurricane season's not over. Be careful. Hold on to your things, because I'm telling you. So my prayer warriors are resting, but they're not going to rest long, and neither will I. Okay, let's see. Okay, we're welcoming. I know Nassau, and the captain has a lot of new people, and I know. And when we do a blessing night, we're just going to do it kind of regular, because there's so many of you. However, because so many of you have been loyal for so many years, you do deserve a shout out. So we're going to fit one of those in this week. We will. But you wonderful, wonderful, people that are drivers and all, that when I think of what you've had to drive through, go through this year, and then the hurricane, I don't know how y'all survived. I give y'all credit. But anyway, again, congratulations, Captain. He'll explain all about that. And I heard.
Sort of.
I did hear the speech because he gave it to me, and I want to tell you, it was heart-wrenching. So I'm just going to say that and let him say what he wants to. Heart-wrenching and beautiful. So there you go. I had to say that. Now, there's a little, you know, when I do little teeny parts of songs on here, I kind of edit them a lot because I have to. Some of the songs are 4 minutes long. I have to edit them down to very, very tiny, but you get the gist of it. I've never put this one in here. I heard it over the weekend, and it just, wow. It's beautiful. And I know that there's always people, some of you, by the way, just in the Bahamas alone, I mean, think of the suffering people that have gone through so much. And I thought, so perfect was this for now. So listen to
70,000 people are displaced right now.
Oh, Captain, it's amazing.
And there's about 7,600 people missing.
Oh, it is so tragic.
Missing.
It, like every day it's just worse and worse and worse. But I want you all to know that, hear me. I mean, I take so seriously this stuff. I have to sometimes lighten up because I do feel your sufferings. I really do. And I want you to hear these words, okay? These are just part of a very long song. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shone his light around me so I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, then where would my ship be? Everyone around me said, oh, tear that lighthouse down. Big ships don't sail that way anymore. But it was on a very stormy night when I saw its light that safely guided me. I thank God for that lighthouse that overlooks the sea, for that light still shines in the darkness and safely guides me through. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, this ship could sail no more. I know y'all get it. That lighthouse is our Lord. And I will tell you, I couldn't have heard a better song. It's much longer, but I just cut it down to the, I actually called someone and said, is this enough? They said they should get the gist of it. Yes. We need that lighthouse. And I pray for that lighthouse to always be there, that we can use, that he will be our safety net. There are more hurricanes coming, I'm going to tell you. If this is hurricane season, don't expect there wouldn't be. But I have a great prayer team. I've added more warriors to pray with me this year than ever since I've been on this show for over 5 years. God knew I'd need them. He knows that you will, God always has someone show up when you need them. And I want you to know you are the most beloved, intelligent team. The captains, not only are we lucky to have the captain's lucky to have you all, because you are the, you stay there with him, you're very loyal, and that's why it's so important that I do give a blessing out every week of some kind, and that will continue. And you know, you will always be blessed after much prayer. And I believe we were blessed. Look at how we came through this. But let's pray for those that weren't so fortunate. You know, God bless them. God bless everyone as you go through things. And I will be on this week talking a lot about 9/11 and firefighters. God bless you all. I love you. Thank you so much, Captain.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and we appreciate her. And by the way, in the next segment, I'm going to try to play some of the audio from the other night. Now, I don't know how the quality of this audio. It sounds great on Facebook. I don't know what it's going to sound like on the radio. But I'll see if I can get some of it out there so you can hear a little bit about what transpired. But in the meantime, coming right back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. The Sports News program brought to you by my good friends up there in Seattle, Washington, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that operate Relief Factor, an all-natural pain ingredient for you to help you if you're suffering and struggling with nagging pain like I have been. Arthritis pain, part of my problem, because I have arthritis. Back pain, part of my problem. Ankle pain, part of my problem. But if you've got just any type of pain, shoulder, neck, foot, ankle, muscles, whatever the pain might happen to be, I've got an idea for you. It worked for me, and folks, it might work for you. Now, I was able to get off a medication I was taking because of this, and thank God for that. By the way, it also reduces the swelling problem I have in my ankles. So it's called Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start. Now, it's $19.95 plus shipping and handling for the 3-week quick start. You order it, you try it, you get it under motion, and if it works, then boy, I'm telling you, you're on your way, and it's not narcotic, so you don't have to worry about that. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20, but here's the deal. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there. You'll see the video that's there. Try it. See if it works. And if it works, voila, I've made another friend, haven't I? Because about 70 to 75% of the people that try this, it actually works and they stay on it. So there you go. Now, the other night, Saturday night, I was honored to be the keynote speaker at the Patriot Day Awards dinner in Clearwater, Florida. I was not aware of the fact that I was going to be the recipient of anything until the day I got there. And then they said, we're going to present you with a Lifetime Achievement Award for what you did on September 11th. And I had a chance to speak to the people, and I'm going to try to see if you can hear what I had to say.
I usually detain as a prop because sometimes I have problems with stairs. You know, I want to thank everybody and wish you all a good evening. And it's my pleasure
my great honor to be here this evening. All firefighters are trained to save lives. That's what we do. We're trained to do whatever we can under any circumstance whatsoever, but our main goal is to save a life. Now, I've got 17 diplomas on my wall and an Austin Fire Training Academy. Now, we have different specialties, different levels, and I've done everything to train as a firefighter, as a paramedic, as an engineer, so that I could handle the trucks, the ladders, and train firefighters. Now, I've even got degrees in business to manage the fire stations I was in charge of. But even with all of that, I was still absolutely not prepared for what I had to confront, what I had to go through on the morning of September 11, 2001. And this is where it gets difficult.
You got this, Matt.
Not even in the weeks that followed that day, I don't think there were any of us who were fully prepared for that catastrophe of that nature, that scale, and that loss of life. Everybody knew somebody that was there. And on Tuesday morning, September 11th, I was at the FDNY training facility number 27 in Brooklyn, training 40 probationary firefighters and a full-time crew of 11 firefighters under my command. We were in a training session at Station 27, the Tower in Brooklyn. But we were not even supposed to be there that day because we weren't supposed to be at the World Trade Center. And when it happened, I was inside the fire tower with two probationary firefighters ahead of me. We were learning initial fire attack, which is one of the things that I was instructed to do, certified. We had the hose, we knocked the fire down, and then somebody came in the door behind me and grabbed me by the back of my air tank, and I'm not a little guy, and yanked me out the door and said, "Come on, pack your stuff, we're going." I said, "We're going." And they looked over to my left, I said, "Look to your left," I looked over to my left, and there was the first tower on fire. And we knew something awful had happened. I looked at my second in command, my lieutenant, and I said, "Was it an airplane?" He said, "Yep." I said, "Wow." But all hands were called on deck, and I was immediately notified that I had to get my crew together, including all the probationary firefighters, get all of our equipment, and head straight for the Manhattan Tunnel as soon as we can get there, which is where we set up in a staging area. Now, we were heading down the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, some of you have probably been on it before, when a second airplane hit the tower. I saw that, and I had my radio on my shoulder, and I called into my radio and said, "My God, we're at war." Well, that came over all the television stations that day. And as we approached the World Trade Center, when we got our equipment in there and we're beginning to stage, we walked by many people who were severely injured, with glass, with other debris embedded in their bodies. These were people who needed first aid or more serious attention. We did what we could for them. We gave them water. We removed the debris that we could. We even talked to them to try to keep them calm, to keep them from going into shock until someone could get them and take them to the hospital. But while I was getting all of our firefighters together, we treated the people that we could. And in triage, you have to leave the people that were dying or dead and take care of those still alive who you could do something for. And that's exactly what we had to do. Just like combat, nothing prepared me for this. But we stopped right outside the towers, and we were just about to go in. My crew had already gone in the building when everything caved in around us. And people dove in all directions, pieces of debris in the building falling from the skies. It was just, where am I going to go? Tower number one had just collapsed on top of us, and we were trapped. And I mean, we were trapped. We were in a space no bigger than what I'm standing on right here. 13 of us, and it was an unbelievable circumstance. My partner knew I was hurt, but we saw the people around us that needed help, and we made up our mind that we had to do something. Now, they were bleeding, they had broken arms, and much worse. And despite the injuries that I had, the circumstances being so unbelievable, we did everything that we could. From where we were, I looked up and I saw a light at the top of what the pile that we were in, underneath the debris. And I told my lieutenant, I said, "That's how we're going to get out." Now, I wasn't in a position to climb up in the air, but I sent him up there with my radio, and I said, stick the radio up through there, maybe somebody will hear us. And they did. As soon as the radio was up there, our guys working above us, we were there. There was a ladder truck in the vicinity. You might have seen the pictures, came out over the top of the debris, and we got out. That was when we were able to get all 13 people out. Now, I was the last one out, because I had to get everyone out first. That's what an officer in charge does. We met. Thank you. We managed to save 13 lives that morning, and if I was able to do it again, I would have saved 130 more if I could have done it. Looking at Ground Zero changed my entire life. I remember the way that everybody felt for months afterwards. When we moved down here to Florida, there was a restaurant that found out about me and said, do you have any memorabilia? And I said, yeah. Well, today, there's a helmet of mine on the wall hanging in that restaurant on Waters Avenue. It's still there. It's an FDNY helmet. It's got a little debris and damage done to it. It's the one I wore first at the World Trade Center before I came up out of the hole, got hurt, and had to put on another helmet because of what happened to that one. But when I retired from the fire service, I went back to college. I said, I'm going to get my bachelor's degree. So I got my bachelor's degree from the University of Phoenix by attending night school. And then my wife said, why not get your master's degree? So I went and got my master's degree in business management. Now, one of my major projects these days is my national syndicated radio show and how to take it to the next level. I did all the research. I did everything for my thesis, which was totally on my radio show. And that's why I'm standing here today.
I'm just going to stop it there because the next portion that comes up is really gut-wrenching. And I think I'll play that at the bottom of the hour before I get into the military and veterans news segment. But you have to understand that when you're sitting there amongst a group of people, many of whom had relatives that they lost that day, either at the Pentagon or the World Trade Center or in Shanksville, and they come up to you after, and they just want to give you a big hug, and they start crying on your shoulder. And I mean, I had men doing this too. It wasn't just women, it was men. People that lost firefighters, police officers, loved ones, people that worked in the building. I actually had about five or six people that I met that were in the World Trade Center that came up to me. And they all managed to get out. Now, my good friend George Colella took this video that you were listening to the audio of. And he was on the seventh floor of the World Trade Center working as an electrician when all of this happened. Quite a story behind him, too. And my colonel friend, Colonel Jim, who's on every Wednesday. He was at the Pentagon. All right, I'll be back with more. We'll play the rest of that when I come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. You can find out more about them by going online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now I'm going to finish the last part of this speech that I gave Saturday night in honor of all of those on September 11, 2001, who went through what we went through in New York and at the Pentagon and at the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But I just want you to listen to this, just a short bit of it left here, and then we'll go on to the one big bit of news, which is the Taliban, and that the talks with them are off, and I'll get into that in a minute, but here we go.
Living a life of service to others affects you always in amazing ways. My long years of service ended up knowing me as a person and made me appreciate life and the things around me more. If I see someone who has got a problem, I'm more cognizant of that. If there's a health problem, I'm there as a first responder with me because I've responded to all kinds of things as a private citizen. And I'm more observant of the duty to serve others in any way that I can. So it's changed me as a person. And I know about life and being of service to other people. Helping has always been a very important thing to me. I'm very active with veterans. I love the veterans, disabled veterans especially, because I'm one myself. Now, I was recently an announcer at the Wounded Warrior Games in Tampa. I was there to announce the games, and I did some of the commentary for the Department of Defense Davis Radio Network, which was, again, for the Department of Defense. Now, I love participating in that. It gave me an opportunity to reach out to veterans, and when I work with them and take the disabled guys, particularly the ones in wheelchairs, we have a new program now where one of my sponsors has pontoon boats. And we take as many as 4 veterans at a time in wheelchairs out fishing in that boat. Now, these veterans would not have any other way of doing so otherwise. We go fishing for 3 to 4 hours until we all get sunburned and come back in again. That's what I'm doing. And I do a lot of things for the veterans and anything I can for the firefighters and police officers around me, whatever they ask me to do. Anything out there. In closing, I want to say, I did not know so much about the volunteer ministers until last year when my friend Tammy invited me to the Purple Heart Banquet that honors Purple Heart recipients here in the Fort Harrison. And what I can tell you is that it was very, very respectful. It was an event that we all appreciated. All the veterans appreciated it. Everyone I talked to, I can tell you that. And I can tell you that the work you're doing when you help is genuine. You can't go out there and say, well, we're going to do this, 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 and this, and nobody's there. You understand the circumstances. You talk. You talk to the people. You break bread with the people. You go to their church services. You go to their schools, and you go to where they eat. You have to understand what it is and what they're going through. Unless you walk a mile in their shoes, you have no idea what's going on. And who would I like to thank for all this? Well, it starts with my late wife. Thank you, Melanie. And to my minister, thank you, Reverend, for all the counseling you did for us. My brother firefighters, my brother police officers, military, all my veteran friends, and my friends, neighbors, and relatives, the people that support me. Absolutely unbelievable. And finally, I want to thank the Church of Scientology for this incredible event and everything you do in the name of Allah. I'm very lucky to be alive. You know, there's plenty of stuff left for me to do. Every day there's something new to construct in my life or another opportunity or to help someone somewhere. But I want to close this right now by recognizing 2 people sitting at my table. George Kalala, stand up. George Kalala was an electrician on the 7th floor of the World Trade Center that day. Colonel Jim Worship, stand up. Colonel Jim was at the Pentagon that day when the plane hit. These 2 gentlemen are just as honorable as I am standing here right now, my friends. And remember, everybody that day was a hero. Everybody. We especially remember those who can't be with us today. All gave some, and some gave all. Thank you.
Alrighty, that was what it was entailed, and that was the whole thing from start to finish, and it was just an unbelievable circumstance, and I thank everybody that was there, I thank everybody that was involved, and it's a day that I'll remember forever, and the little award that they gave me, which I accepted for everybody that we lost that day, is sitting right behind me here in the window of my studio. But anyway, the Taliban just aren't behaving themselves. And last week when they were supposed to be talking about peace talks and coming to the table and calming down the violence and all that, there was a bombing that killed one of our service members and killed a NATO service member and killed a bunch of Afghans as well. Well, the president finally said enough is enough, we've had it, which is about time that he said that, because you can't negotiate with these people because they're lying to you. It's in their religion. It's part of their belief. They can tell you anything they want, and it's okay with them. And that's what I think they were doing with us. So, with that being said, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday said that the Taliban overreached with their car bomb, their attack in the diplomatic area right near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, killing an American soldier, and that led the president to pull back from the planned Afghanistan peace talks at Camp David this past weekend. And to that I say, great. Great. Because a lot of people were scratching their heads wondering what in the hell we were doing. As well they should have. Now, the other thing is, to the people that are listening to me right now in the Caribbean, especially the Bahamas, I know that thousands of people are missing. And I know you're desperately trying to find your loved ones in the Bahamas in the wake of the devastation that Hurricane Dorian brought to the Abaco Islands in Grand Bahama. I know that many of you are trying to find out information on social media and any type of information you can about your loved ones, but they're doing the best they can over there. Let me tell you something. When we talk about search and rescue and search and recovery, you have to remove the debris to find out what's underneath it. And unfortunately, I know they're finding victims. That's just what happens when you have a storm of this magnitude. And the number of confirmed dead will continue to rise. 70,000 people are in need of aid right now in the areas I told you about. More than 6,600 people were listed on the website Dorian People Search Bahamas as of Friday morning. Thousands seeking information about their missing loved ones following the hurricane. I know the death toll is going to be astounding. Some people will never be found again. We know that. But help is on the way. There's new people going over there every day to help you. The churches in particular are sending lots and lots of people and assistance for you. I was witness to some of what was going on here over the weekend. I myself was asked to go, but I can't do it right away. If I go, I got to wait a little bit to do it. And it would have to be selective, and I couldn't stay there as long as others. I might go over there for a day. It's not like taking a drive up to the Panhandle when I went up there to help out that day to set up a communication system. This is something totally different, where it would take a day or two to do whatever. But help is on the way to you folks down there. And just stay in touch with your authorities. Amateur radio is the rule of the day down there. People are talking back and forth to the mainland, to the United States, via amateur radio. So they're trying their very best to get everything done. And our thoughts and prayers go with each and every one of you. Disasters are all different. And yours is just a little bit different than the last. All right. I'll be right back. We'll take another look at our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and Denise Simon will be right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. He's found a bottle bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's found a dime, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
All righty, there he goes. Snowman, Fred in the front seat, chasing the bandit, Frog, and Smokey's behind all of them. And this portion of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, by a far cry. And let's get right to it here, because severe weather strong to isolated severe thunderstorms and flash flooding are possible for areas from the central Rockies into the central high plains for today. Also, hot weather will persist over much of the Gulf Coast and the deep south. And finally, elevated and critical fire weather conditions are possible the next few days from parts of Southern California into portions of the Southern Great Basin and Desert Southwest. And we've even got some frost out there to talk about. And it's not even wintertime yet, although we are kind of sort of into the fall weather, I would say. But this might be a little early for some of that. But here we go. Let's take a look at the southeast. Now, right now, things are looking pretty good out of Florida. All different roads that I see. I don't see any weather to bother you at the moment, whether it's Alligator Alley or I-95 or I-4 or I-10, looking good that way. And I-75 going up through Georgia all the way to Michigan, and I-95 going up the East Coast all the way into Maine. Things are looking good weather-wise. There is some really hot weather today, though, going to be across the central part of Georgia, the central part of Alabama, and it's going to be a scorcher there. Heat indexes will be 105 to 110 degrees through there. Not uncommon for this time of the year. The dog days of summer, I guess you could call it. Now, you got some poor air conditions up in the central Piedmont area near Winston-Salem down to the South Carolina line. You've also got some poor air conditions again in the Atlanta area, north and west of Atlanta, and then west out of Atlanta on I-20 towards Alabama. Just a little bit south of Birmingham, you got some poor air quality there. And on the southeastern corner of Tennessee, just above the Mississippi line, got a pocket of bad air quality there as well. Now, let's go way, way, way up to the tip of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula. You've got a gale warning this morning on Lake Superior running across to Lake Huron, a gale warning. Excessive winds up there, small craft warnings out there. Be careful and you exercise caution. There is some rain tonight on the southeastern corner of North Dakota and the northeastern corner of South Dakota, and that appears to be moving into Minnesota as we speak. And then down below, I don't see anything to bother you on I-10 or I-8. There is, though, a fire threat advisory from Kingman, Arizona, west across Las Vegas area into the mountains around Las Vegas and going up into Utah along I-15. The southern and western and central part of Utah tonight with a fire threat advisory, and also in the mountains, San Bernardino Mountains in California. Now, we have a frost advisory tonight for the mountainous areas of Nevada, the central part of Nevada, running across to the Utah line, and then up along I-80 from about Winnemucca all the way over to Wendover, right on the Utah-Nevada line. So there you go. First advisory I've seen in that area. And then we do have some weather moving in off the Pacific coast predominantly. It looks like coming in around San Diego, down along towards the Baja. And that looks like as if it might bring some rain with it. We'll see. But if it does, it'll be much-needed rain. And we'll go from there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Certainly not, because back in the old days, at a pilot, they had cheap fuel because all you got was a hot dog and a bag of chips and a soda pop or a cup of coffee, and out the door you went and away you went. That was it. It was that simple. That's about all you got. Now, wow. Now, the full-service Flying J's could have a Denny's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill. You could also find an Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a Cinnabon full-service, Dunkin' Donuts full-service, in any one of the Pilots or Flying J's, or both, especially around the big cities. And don't forget, stop on by.
get yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you, and I guarantee you, you're going to love it. You are going to love it. That's all there is to it. All right, so pilot in Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And joining us right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning, Monday morning to you.
Good morning.
The Taliban went and did it last week. They touched off a bomb, killed one of our service members, killed, I believe, a NATO soldier, too, and killed a bunch of Afghans. And the president said, I had enough. And Mike Pompeo delivered a message yesterday that the Taliban had overreached with their car bomb attack in a diplomatic area near the U.S. embassy. So the talks are off again.
Well, the other member was from Puerto Rico, by the way.
Okay.
What was surprising was that they were going to have a meeting at Camp David. And we don't know who from the Taliban was going to be there or if the Taliban was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that Ashraf Ghani was going to be there from Afghanistan, which kind of would be the first time that he's, mm-hmm. for the most part, been included in anything. So after this last bombing, yes, that's when Trump decided to pull the plug. But, you know, I would also have included Pakistan in all this.
Yeah, because that's where they're harbored.
Well, I mean, there is a Pakistan Taliban,
yep.
Mm-hmm. too, and there have been Pakistanis that have died in these kinds of things.
Correct.
So here's the deal. You know, a lot of people have sung the praises for the U.S. envoy, otherwise known as Almaty Calazad. I've never had any use for the guy personally, but what's not included is was there a ceasefire?
Yeah.
And all these times we've been having these talks, they were supposed to, you know, no one ever brought up having a full-blown ceasefire because there wasn't one. Well, that into itself is an outrage.
Yeah.
Or is a gesture of goodwill, the Taliban said, all right, we will offer a ceasefire. We didn't even demand it, but they didn't even offer it. And then there's no part of peace that they would not, and what peace would necessarily look like in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole thing is wrong. They didn't say that they wouldn't protect Al-Qaeda or Islamic State or any of, you know, Jamaat al-Nusra or any of the other, you know. I mean, the whole thing was stupid as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
so,
the Taliban...
And I thought that...
Go ahead.
When I saw that this thing was canceled, I just said, excellent. I mean, that was just
the
great.
Taliban, the bad guys, can say anything they want and get away with it, and it means nothing to them at all, and that's what I don't like about it.
Well, I mean, I can say that for anybody.
No, I can say it. I can say it for the Muslims and their taqiya that they believe in, because as long
yeah,
as...
Yeah, but I'm saying, you can say it about Iran.
Hold that thought, because we got to take a break, and here comes the music, and there went that mic, and here we go. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.